And there you lay, with cum slowly dripping out of your still quivering cunt. Your eyes covered, your hands tied tightly above your head, helpless on the floor. I reach down and pick you up. I walk you backwards and lay you down on the bed. Unexpectedly, a light touch graces against the side of your breast, and you gasp. Another light brush of fingertips grazes your thigh. From every direction, without knowing when or where the next touch will be. And soon they turn to pinches, little bites against your delicate skin, leaving angry, red marks and stinging pain in their wake. And they get harder. Slaps. Sharp against your thighs, your breasts, your stomach. They don't have much force behind them, but they sting. A long, lingering sting that leaves red handprints on your soft skin. Gasping. Tears are trapped behind the blindfold. And then the soft touches again, distracting you from the lips that close around your nipple, and gentle sucking, and then a bite, and soft caress of the tongue, swirling around your areolas. And then I pull your nipple in hard, and it stretches painfully in my mouth. You scream. Not a yes or a no, just a sound. And I let it go. My tongue teases again gently. My thumb and forefinger begin to toy with your other nipple. I twirl it between them, softly squeezing and pinching and twisting. The way your body reacts is driving me crazy. Your back is arching. Your arms pull against the ropes that bind them. Your legs squirm helplessly, dangling over the side of the bed. And the pleasure is building. I walk away again. You hear the crack and a hiss, but can't immediately place the sound until you smell it. The soft, comfortable smell of candle wax. You squirm, trying to pull backwards on the bed to escape what you know is coming. But there's nowhere to go. And you almost sense it right before it drops onto your skin. The big, heavy drop of candle wax hits your skin and seems to sizzle as it cools. You scream out as the first drop hits you, and you try to jump away, get out of the path of the falling hot wax. but my arm comes down and pins your leg to the bed, leaving you unable to even twist over, to move the more delicate spots of your body away from the falling wax. You scream out, half in pain, half in secret pleasure. And the wax continues to drip. And soon, the candle's gone out. And you hear me stand up to find our next toy. And you know what I'm thinking. You know what I'll be bringing next. And in a rush of euphoric eagerness, you whisper that one little word.